Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 682. I love getting questions from Simon, but I must admit I am running out of Simon puns. I've already used the chalk drawing twice. I've used Simon Says I don't know how many times. I've used Simony. I need to find more Simon puns, because Simon sends great questions in, and I want to continue teasing him about his name, because he seems to like it. I am forced to invoke the mystery of Simon and Simon. Simon... At this rate, I will be forced to invoke 80s television shows. And since he is asking a question, he is technically posing a mystery, which would have been quite at home on the show Simon and Simon. The question is...
What are the main story structure methods out there that you rate, i.e., or e.g., story grid, 3-act, 4-act, etc.? Or if you don't rate them, why not? You might have covered this a while ago when I wasn't yet at a stage where I could absorb these ideas, and so was resisting them, but I'm starting to see the appeal of understanding them, even if not applying them rigidly.
They are worth understanding. They basically all say the same thing, but they divide them up differently, so that different parts of them become obvious as to what's going on. And so it's useful to learn a lot of them. This is different than story formulas. Story formulas, story structure, not the same thing. Just in case those of you listening were wondering about that. I like the traditional 5-act structure. I find it thoroughly satisfying. Really gets to the heart of the rhythm of a novel for me. And you can see it at work very easily in just about every novel written before 1950. After 1950, you get a lot more novels that are written in a 3-act style as well. Though you can still break those up into 5-act structure, it's easier to break them up into 3-act structure, and the reason is because films tend to be on a 3-act rather than a 5-act structure. So the 5-act structure, very, very good to know. The 3-act structure, very, very good to know. The hero's journey and the heroine's journey, though they're technically kind of formulas as well, but still very good to know. There's two versions of what's called the 7-point plot outline floating around. One originally comes from Damon Knight, and one of them is being taught by Dan Wells, I believe it is. Dan Wells? One of the Writing Excuses guys. I think it's Dan Wells that's doing it. But Dan Wells' 7-point plot outline is basically a story structure based on the hero's journey. And Damon Knight's 7-point plot outline is more like a checklist. It's a 3-act structure with several filler bits in the middle. The stuff that needs to be there but doesn't have to be there at any particular point in the story. So those are really good ones to know as well. And then you can get into beat sheets and formulas like Save the Cat and the Lester Dent formula and a whole bunch of other stuff. But you're talking about story structures. Those are the ones that I think are really useful to have at the tip of your brain. And just about everything else that I've seen, you get into it. Other than your one act plays are very good story structure to know. As are the joke. Believe it or not, there's a specific structure to a joke. And flash fiction, which are very closely related, but not the same thing. A joke is technically a 2-act structure, and flash fiction is a 1-act structure. But they're very specialized in the way they do things, so those are also very good to know. And I guess the other story structure that's really good to know is the popular ballad. The structure is embedded right in the way that pop songs are put together. You get verse, 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 chorus, verse, bridge, chorus. And that's the structure of almost all rock and roll and popular music. And that's a structure that translates really easy into the novel form. And so it's very useful to know.
So what about rating them?
What about rating them? I don't do that. They're all useful, and prioritizing them is basically just a way to sell books. And since I don't have any books that are on those topics right now, I don't have to pretend that I think one is better than any of the others. My personal favorite is the five-act structure, but that's just, I think probably it's just the way that that my brain works. It's how, it's the form of story I most like to write. So, there we go. I hope that helps. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.